Welcome on back to Barstool Breakfast, Second Helping, our weekly best of podcast, highlighting the best moments from the week, starring Willie Colon, myself, and Francis Ellis. So sit back and enjoy the Second Helping.
It's time now for the very reason humanity was created.
Look, she bending over.
It's time now for the Barstool Breakfast, starring Willie Colon, Large, and Francis Ellis.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
I love this.
You guys are funny.
Welcome on back. I'm Willie Clone, and he is.
What's up, Willie?
We got Zion on the ones and twos. Sorry, we got Patty on the ones and twos. We got Zion in the house. We got Jetski. Hope you like the new drop.
You guys got jokes, huh?
Man. What's up, Zion?
What's going on?
How you feeling, brother?
Tired. Long night last night.
What happened?
Long night last night.
Yeah?
While we were driving, taking some people home, Large. Taking some people home from work.
What do you mean you're taking people home?
I'm going to start with it. Fuck you, Za. So what Za does, by the way, it's something that my middle guy would love to do.
Right. Shout out to OG Finn.
Yeah, he. So Za does these train simulators now. I know he used to do some flight simulators. So I still do. Oh, you do?
I just take too long.
I went down the rabbit hole a little bit with Za last night because he was asking people about train lines.
Yes.
So I just assumed that he was going out to Ronkonkoma or something like
that. Ronkonkoma, last line on LIR.
But he was just asking people what train line he should virtually conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on and he's conducting. You can see he's 91 yards away from the end of the platform and needs to slow down, you know, properly and stuff. And I think he started to experience some backups, some delays that he had to, you know, do. He does an in-depth, deep dive train simulator that is for train enthusiasts and absolute psychopaths.
Right.
And
psychopaths.
And now, I'm going to let you go in 2 seconds, but that's the background that we want everyone to know. And he came in today, and he's got people reaching out to him, other train enthusiasts and stuff. So it's not a cult, but it's a
it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
So this is what we know of you. You can fly a plane.
Uh-huh.
You can drive a train.
Uh-huh.
Can you fuck like a horse?
Oh, yeah. Triple threat, baby.
There you go. Where are we at now? Where are we at with this train thing? This is new.
I mean, that's my. It's you know what the funny thing is. It kind of just yesterday I bought. It's opening day yesterday for us road to the show people, MLB lovers. So I tweeted out that you know what I can't wait to get home and get high and play you know strike out a billion times and road to the show. That
tweet
got some action. I'm like, okay, all right, people might be interested in the whole gaming thing. So I played a. My first game, and I live tweeted that. I put out a couple videos, my stats. I kept people informed throughout the whole game, people interacting and all that. It was the White Sox against the Dodgers. You can go check that out. And, you know, since from the activity I got from that, I decided, you know what, fuck it. Might as well just drive a train, right?
Right.
And live tweet that.
No. So there's a jump between there. So it's going home, and like people love baseball. You know, and people are excited about opening day.
Yankees tomorrow, open day at 1:00.
And you've taken the mantle as being White Sox Zob, right? You're big. You and Chuck are big White Sox.
Fans. White Sox guy now.
Yep. Oh yeah.
And Chuck and he are very close friends.
He
goes to games and stuff like that. And I'm going to get him out to Chicago with those boys out there. He's
going
to
love
have a
Chicago.
Nice time.
It's the largest second favorite city.
Out of Comiskey, it's going to be. I still call it Comiskey, but you're going to have some fun out there. But you went from. So there's nothing in between MLB 2019 or whatever it is to the train simulators.
So I was actually going to go to bed. I go to bed because of this show. I usually go to bed between 8 and 9 o'clock. So I was going to go to bed then I, for some reason.
Do you have one of those race car beds?
Sorry.
That would be awesome.
I wish.
Yeah. Well, when Zah's name
drive
on the
trains,
side of it.
Drive trains, fly planes.
Only thing
race
you can't
carpet.
Do is fucking just. Only thing you can't do is Zah's teleport.
That might be the most interesting man on the planet, right?
Right.
Trip.
So I tweeted out, I'm like, yo, do you people want to see me write out the LIR? I tweeted out the schedule and people engaged. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll just put out the videos and yeah.
So Zah, now we got to start getting you dressed up. Now we got to get you a wardrobe.
Yeah, so now we're. Apparently, I got to go on the Barstool Game Time Twitch, get a whole conductor shit, and do all that.
So, Zod, does this go on your resume? Let's say if you want to move on from Barstool, do you say, all right, you know, I worked for Barstool for a long time. By the way, I could fly a plane.
I mean, it's only fair, right? The evidence is out there.
Right.
The evidence is out there. It's literally, it's real life.
I mean,
it's just, I'm not pressing the buttons. I'm just holding a PS4 controller.
You really are a hidden gem, Zah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
talk to me, you'll learn something.
Our next show is going
to
be Zah teaching Marty Mush how to do a train simulator.
My conductor. He's going to be my ticket. He's going to be that guy, you know, that comes around with a little thing. He's like, you know, give me your tickets.
He's not going to be running the sticks?
No.
Okay, so Zah's still going to be the guy. But
can't trust that idiot.
Well, how much do you charge people to get on your train?
$2.50.
Nice.
$2.50. One way ticket.
What happens if I don't have any cash? What's
kick you out?
Really?
Oh yeah.
I said there's a young lady.
Willie, it's not a joke. It's a lifestyle.
I mean, Zah, what happens if there's a young lady? She has to get to Ron Conkama. She doesn't have any fare.
I mean, we can make
it. That's what I want. I want that.
He put out just a random little thing at 10 o'clock last night. What do you want me to do tomorrow night? Amtrak or LIRR? That's all he put out. 2,000 people, 2,300 people. Like,
Jesus.
So I feel like it. Amtrak won. It was an overwhelming fare. So I just voted myself.
The Amtrak one, I think we're going to have to save for Hungover Sunday, because that's a trip from Washington, D.C. to Boston.
Is that the Acela?
Yeah.
Up the Northern Corridor.
Oh, yeah, the Northern Corridor. There you go. Train life here. About that life, too. Oh, look at this guy. It's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Before we throw you back in the bullpen, talk about your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Shirt's doing great. I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's buying. The water's now pretty much going down. The relief efforts are now in full swing. This is actually when they need us the most. So please, if you haven't and would like to support the cause, I don't know if people have heard it, but just a quick synopsis for people who haven't heard about it. Cyclone Idai hit the Southern African region. It's probably, I believe it's the worst disaster in the region's history. I mean, I've only been around for 27 years, so I'm not too sure on that, but people are saying it's the worst one. Things are really bad. Death tolls are estimated to be over $1,000. It's one of the poorest regions on the planet, so these are people that really do need our help. So if you can and have any spare change, I have a link attached in my bio to the Barstool store. Actually, no, the easiest way to go about it is I have a tweet attached to my it's my pinned tweet on Twitter. It's the blog that I wrote for the t-shirt. We got a t-shirt we're selling. All the net proceeds, 100% of them, I'm going to try to get them to Zimbabwe, hopefully somehow, some way. And it's fingers crossed it's not going to be a Haiti situation. I am trying to be responsible of getting the money from the Barstool bank account to the actual people on the ground. So I just want to give a quick shout out to the people that are supporting. To those out there, it's still open. We're probably going to drop the shirt. We're going to keep it around until payday. So, you know, you can get paid and spoil yourself with 28 thingies. So I really do appreciate the help, and I appreciate the people that are supporting.
I just retweeted in case somebody finds me easier than Zah, so it's up there. And we don't mean to make it seem like it's limited edition, but it is going to go off the shelves sometime soon after payday. So if you do find that you want to do it, let's try and get this done by the end of the weekend.
But that makes it limited edition, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely limited edition, but we're not doing it for that. But if that makes people want to buy, don't wait. Like, don't wait another week to buy and stuff like that. Just try and pick it up this weekend. I know, like, even our Barstool breakfast shirts are no longer in the store. Like, we sold out of those, and so we won't.
They're still running.
We won't, like, refresh the guff. This is one of those things that won't come back. Once Zah cuts the check, it's like, all right, all donations are there, because he's going to have, like, a Herculean task of getting it to the right people. And he's the only person in this firm
running it.
Like, Chapsy just did something where he raised, like, I think, like, 24 grand, maybe more, for a young lady with MS with a bunch of kids. And I think he simply wrote a check to his church, who then wrote a check to her. So it was like, and he got some sort of tax benefit, which somebody mentioned on Twitter, which is disgusting. But that was the easy way to do it. You can't do that and send stuff to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, once you get that pond in the mix, you know, it becomes complicated.
Right.
Once you're crossing borders, it becomes
complicated. But this guy is a finance guy, which people forget, on top of, like, the silly train and MLB stuff.
Smart man.
So, yeah, you're sending your money to probably the only person I would trust with it.
I mean, you talk to one of your guys on Wall Street, huh?
If you want to have half of it taken off the top, I mean, absolutely. Pennies on the dollar. We'll get there. Yeah, give it to me. I'll take care of it, Zah.
All right. Appreciate you guys. See you.
Welcome on back. Cutie Pie. What you know about that, Larch?
I know everything there is to know about that show.
Do you?
That shit slaps.
It still slaps. Don't you kind of enjoy it? Like, you enjoy it, like, kicking back. I don't know Cutie Pie. I don't know the one, but the Cheryl Lynn song before that put me in a very good mood.
Yeah.
Francis just bust out a Semolina Baguette, which is a couple of days over, which we know, but it's good to soak it up.
Cutie Pie is by One Way.
One Way?
Yeah, it's a group. That's the name of the group, One Way. That thing bumps, man.
This is funk, right? You would call this funk?
Yeah. It has that George Clinton feel to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I can get down.
Yeah?
I wonder what we gotta get you diversed into the groove.
Uh-huh.
It's called groove music.
Yeah.
You don't listen. I imagine there's not a lot of groove on your iPod.
I don't know what my musical tastes are anymore. When I was growing up, the only thing I listened to was hip hop.
Really?
It was pretty much
not surprised, but
yeah.
I figure you was.
And then you expanded my horizons a little bit, added some shit, but now I don't know where I live. I don't even know what to listen to. I don't know the right way to find new music.
You know what I listened to on the way in today?
What's that?
So I told you I did some CBD last night. I like just saying that out loud because I feel like a
motherfucking thug.
Safe junkie. Thug. And so I woke up kind of refreshed coming in. And once I get into the tunnel, that hit me in the face. I no longer have radio. So I go right to the media and I play it on. And Promontory was on, which was the soundtrack to The Last of the Mohicans. You ever seen Last of the Mohicans?
Yeah.
Remember when he's running up the side of the mountain with his dad?
Yeah.
And his dad's like shooting guys and he's got to go and save Madeline Stowe from fucking Mogwai. And it's like, it's all like, you know, orchestral.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That gets me going. Something in the air, by the way.
Yeah. It's National Cake Day.
National Cake Day.
And you know what happens on National Cake Day?
What happens on National Cake Day?
You eat cake?
We not only eat cake, but we sing to cake.
Yeah.
So we have a little gift for you.
Yeah, it got loud in here, by the way.
Yeah. Quick. Well, we're not turning it down. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Francis. Happy birthday to you. Yeah!
So instead of a candle, Jetsky brought in a small birthday cake for
Francis. Happy birthday, friend, man.
What do you call that? Is that still called a joint, or are we calling it blunt?
That's called birthday.
So is a joint coming out of that instead of it?
I didn't know what that was.
There's two buds.
Right.
Buds, nuggets. Okay.
Zuki.
On top of a little
Thank
bit of
you.
A little bit of cake.
More, yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
So yeah. So
happy birthday, stud. Welcome to the
Thank
Dirty
you guys
30
very
Club.
Much. That's very right. kind.
Tell
yeah,
you what,
man.
A small room like this, this is turning into a van real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, no
man.
Question.
Right? We're rolling up like Cheech and Chong in this son of a bitch.
Where's Shaggy and Scooby?
We felt bad for not addressing. Well, not really.
We haven't been together.
Now we're all together.
Yeah, that's all right. This is better late. I'm having my party in like a week, so this is great
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. Good.
So happy birthday, stud.
Yeah.
Do you feel how do you feel?
Well, now I'm starting to soar a little bit.
Right. Fridays are the best.
That Zuki.
Fridays are the best.
They put a lit joint
yes.
as my candle.
Right.
Yeah. And then I hit it a couple of times. So I'm going to start losing my mind here.
So I'm trying to figure, with your camera, what kind of view is that? Is that the, what would you consider that, groundhog view?
What do you mean, what kind of view?
Just from level. It's, you know, there's bird's eye.
It's called the Zocam. That's Zocam. What it's called.
Worst vantage point cool. from us because it shows the double chin.
That's true.
I hate
the
when
dick
Zah
cam.
Has it. Yeah. So I get, yeah.
yeah. How do I feel?
No doubt
it's a great question. You know, I've been actually pretty down this week.
All right.
I don't mean to like say that in an indulgent way. Do you ever feel that birthdays make you feel sadder than normal?
I can't say that I do.
One step closer to death, you mean? Or
I don't know what it is. It's like because this happens to me every year. I'm disproportionately.
You want
to
be young forever, Peter Pan?
Unhappy around my birthday.
Are you?
Yeah.
And is it a mortality thing?
No,
I'm curious.
Don't think so.
Okay, my biggest fear is dying, so that's why
I
keep bringing it up.
I think
yours is never dying.
No, I'm saying I'm not afraid of it.
If you had,
I've rocked the fuck out.
I've had
I want to have
conversation.
Kids,
I'd like to ask Francis this question specifically,
okay.
Then I'm going to ask you specifically.
Okay.
When you get old and infirm, and you're no longer you're very sick and you're incontinent, you're shitting yourself and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you're in pain. Would you like people to pull the plug?
You're
a drain on everybody, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you want somebody to pull the plug?
What a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
I think I have this vainglorious idea that I will do it myself.
Really?
If once I get to a certain age.
Okay.
Yeah,
I want to. My wife's like,
leave
you know, unfortunately, you get in like situations where you see people who are very sick. Not to bring the room down because you just smoked. Like, you see people who are very sick, and it's like maybe they'd be better off pulling the plug. And so you have that conversation with your loved one.
I've been there before, though.
If I ever get there, please pull the plug on me. Like, you have those conversations. I'm the exact opposite. I want to be as much of a burden on as many people as possible for as long as possible, because the day you pull the fucking plug on me is the day before they find a way to cure death.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not saying cancer. They cure everything
right.
the day after you pull the plug.
Right.
So I'm saying right now.
They put you through an MRI machine and everything is it's done.
For the 30 or 40 people listening, if that bitch pulls the plug on me, and by bitch, I mean my wife, if she pulls the plug on me or any of my little asshole kids,
right.
know that it's I'm kicking and screaming for him not to. If I could talk, I would
say,
please
Finn
don't.
Being like, what's this button here?
Exactly. Yeah.
Peace, Pops.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Rob in Jersey. What you got, Rob?
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going? Happy birthday, Francis.
Happy birthday.
Oh, man, what a week. You guys are turning me into a girl.
We love you.
Francis, Willie, you guys get a pass on this. Large. American Dream. I'm surprised you don't know more about that. You're a Jersey guy from back in the day. That last caller was wrong. That bitch cost over $5 billion
to
build.
I think he means just the ski slope, though.
That thing.
I think that caller was just, the guy was just responding to the ski slope. But no, I've seen it, and it's been an eyesore for, your point, it's been an eyesore for a decade.
Yeah, I've been playing next to it, and it sucked.
Yeah, you played next to it, exactly.
Well, more than a decade. That thing was started back in 2000, 2001, and what's really creepy about it is if you go inside, everything's there except the store fixtures. I mean, glasses, door, the window glass for the stores, marble floors, all the fittings, bathrooms, water fountains. I mean, everything's there, and it's just sitting there with nothing going on. But that thing brought down a lot of powerful people in the state. I mean, that thing's been the boondoggle to end all boondoggles.
Boondoggle. I've heard that word in a long time.
Yeah, and I come from a family of union workers. So a lot of people probably made a lot of money putting together those contracts, putting together that stuff. And now it's essentially just a place, like a good place to film a zombie movie. You know, like where they run through an abandoned mall.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Let me eat your ankles.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I watched.
Thanks for
the
call, Rob.
We were going to go see. Thanks, Rob. We were going to go see Us yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it this weekend.
And then we bailed out on it last minute just to watch the last two episodes of Game of Thrones from last season. That way we're ready for it. And
April 6th, right?
It gets you, I'm not a huge, I like Game of Thrones a lot, but I wasn't that into the fact that it was coming up in April 6th. Like,
I'm obsessed with it.
Man, I'm really looking forward to it now.
You got to catch up like that.
Yeah.
Remember what happened. I don't remember anything.
You see a lot of people randomly tweet like, oh, my God. Like, you tell, everybody's starting to prepare because it is the last season, so they're going back and trying to catch up and lead up. And there's a lot of shock value for a lot of people. Like, my buddy, he texted me, I don't know what season was the Red Wedding, but he was absolutely, he had the same effect like it had on me.
Right.
Where you kind of like, oh, my God, you didn't see it coming? And it fucks you up for a couple of days. Because the girl's pregnant. They're stabbing the belly.
Yeah, that was really
graphic. The son fucking, dies. He's supposed to be the heir to the throne.
We watched
the whole thing goes south.
We watched the first episode of this last season. First, just to see where they were. And it was right after the Red Wedding. So the young Stark girl was actually disguised as the old guy who ran the Red Wedding.
Right.
And she poisoned everyone's wine.
The no-face god.
Yeah. And so I was like, man, I totally forgot about that scene. And then we jumped to the last two episodes. So we got to see the ice dragon thing and when they met and showed Cersei that zombie in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And when Hound went over to his brother and said,
how about the Hound's brother fucking searing his face?
He's like, do you know who I am?
Talk about not getting a Christmas gift.
Yeah, you do. He's like, you know who I am. He's like, this is not how it ends, brother. And I'm like, oh, it was
you
a proper
remind
way.
Me of the Hound, Lars.
I got a Houndish way
a
to be.
Hound-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that big broad, the big blonde-haired girl.
Oh, Brienne.
Butch Cassidy.
Oh, man.
Brienne.
Brienne of Tarth.
Yes.
Oh, nailed it.
There you go.
And
I knocked the legs off that tree.
Yeah, and then Tommy Marchetti. gets his in the end from the fucking wire.
Yeah.
Knocked the branch off that tree?
That's what I meant.
Is that what you said?
That's what I meant.
I love it.
I don't know where Lace came from.
Would you? Do you imagine what the kids would look like of you and Brienne of Tarth?
They look like Sinbad.
Yeah. They would. Yes, they would look like
Sinbad.
Fuck,
like Sinbad.
Holy shit. The comedian. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Because you're dropping knowledge. Radio and Sinbad. Like people like Sinbad? The
I'm
movie?
In the crates today.
You're talking about
I'm
straight
in the
up
crates.
Sin-
yeah.
Sinbad. Oh, man. You and Brienne of Tarth. I like to think about that. Yeah. That'd be a hell of a sex
thing. It'd be either Sinbad or Brad Daugherty from the cast.
Oh, man.
How long you if somebody wants to catch up, how many days do you think it takes for them to catch up?
The whole show?
Yeah.
My parents are doing it right now.
How long has it taken? A week?
No, it's taken them months.
To catch up to?
Yeah, but granted they only watch like one episode.
You
or
can't
two
binge
at night.
Watch it in a weekend.
Correct. Not a chance.
Right.
It's like probably, I don't know, 70, 80 hours. No. Yeah, how many?
Well,
how many
no, it's 67 episodes because Clem did 67 and 67. Yeah. Clem, my guy, and he could tell he's stoned. Clem is
sorry.
Zuki hits different when you're in love.
I didn't expect that.
Zuki hits different when you have birthday cake.
Tell you, there's a little bit of a contact thing going on in here too.
Are you feeling fuzzy?
I'm a CBD to a little bit of a compact.
Gentlemen's Fridays are the best. High.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my knees feel a little nimble.
Yeah, I could definitely go another 6 hours today.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go out right on a limb right now. I feel like fucking. Randy, if you're listening to this, wash your undercarriage. Daddy's coming right home.
Yeah, I don't know honest what it was. That maybe they talk about Sinbad, but I'm definitely going to throw in some interracial porn later.
Yeah. Tiana
like
Trump,
a fried
I love
chicken
you.
Sandwich. We're going to have some good times.
I love Tiana Trump.
But yeah, so Clem's been doing 67 on 67. So every night he watches a different one, and people have been going along and doing it with him. That's kind of a good way to do it.
That's
if you
crazy.
Can commit to doing an hour a night instead of going to gym, perhaps. Or
who's your favorite character, Laura?
I love the midget. I do.
Really?
I really. I mean, I know that's probably
they'll
the popular
be jealous
thing to say. I love the midget. But then there's the midget's friend, who winds up being friendly with the with Cersei and the handsome guy with the one hand.
Who's that?
Because the midget had the friend with the mustache.
His guardian.
Yeah.
Like the guy who fought for him.
And now he's like now he has a title with Cersei.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, that guy's
Lannisters.
Pretty good. He's like a really
swordsman.
Good fighter, but who's not afraid to do some dirty tricks.
Right.
Who's
game.
Your favorite character in Game of Thrones?
Oh, great question. Oh man.
Do people call you Joffrey?
No.
Sorry.
By the way, though, you guys, I want to get back to your question, Large, but I will say this. When the Red Wedding scene happened in the show,
I
assumed it was a dream sequence.
Yeah, yes.
Like, I thought, there's no way this is real.
Right.
And then the episode ended, and I was like, wait, what?
That was real.
And they're all gone.
Yeah, so it didn't hit me that it was like a true, deeply shocking event.
But why?
I just assumed from watching movies before, when some nightmarish thing like that happens, it was so absurd that could happen. That I assumed it was a dream, and that the mother was about to wake up.
That they would like let all those characters go in the blink of an eye like that.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
You think about it rationally from like a
built such a connection with, you know, the Lord of the North or whatever.
I felt the same way though when they killed the oldest. What was the oldest Stark? The dad.
Yes.
Ned Stark.
Yes. Sean Bean. Ned Stark.
Yeah. Well,
like then I was like, this can't be real, right? They can't develop this character who I love. And I love Sean Bean.
Yeah.
I sometimes call him Sean Bond. Sean Bean. Sheen Bond. He dies in every movie.
He
was very
die.
Good as Boromir in the Lord of the Rings.
You know what I loved him as more than anything?
The one with Brad Pitt?
Patriot Games.
One with Brad Pitt.
No. Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. No, but wasn't it with Brad Pitt too? Wasn't he the Irish guy?
No.
That was the other one. Okay, but yeah.
Well,
Patriot
I get
Games.
That one in Clear and Present Danger mixed up.
Maybe, yeah, but it was one.
The one where he's on the boat in the end.
Yeah, and the boat
Ford
around, like.
Drives it into a thing.
He's very good in that. He's good in everything.
That movie is fucking awesome.
He's excellent as Boromir, too, though.
Yeah, my favorite is Jamie Lannister.
Oh, you love Jamie?
Yeah. Jamie's
with the one
good.
Hand.
Yeah.
Bangs his sister.
Jamie. Yep.
That's a little sick.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'd have to say Jon Snow is my favorite character. Yeah. And I know that's the biggest Homer
like,
bet in the fucking
That's like
world.
Liking Michael Jordan. Like, duh.
Yeah, no, I think the midget is probably the most pop. Don't you think? I felt the most Steph Curry jersey saying that I like the midget.
That's a very, I would say that's an educated choice. That is a high-minded choice that
you
you're making.
So?
Yeah, because he's not like, you know, fucking cutting down bad guys left and right and speaking in a husky whisper and banging the hottest chick in the show.
I rewind
by the way, I asked Pat to take some of your birthday cake. He said no. What type of guy denies
Pat, what the fuck?
I rewind his stuff all the time.
I already had a piece.
Tyrion Lannister. I want Fat Fran to come back.
Pat, we've that's never existed. And I cut all these pieces for people. I'm not going to eat more than my own piece. All
right, I'll come in and grab.
Actually, Glennie Ball's coming.
Why Glennie?
Because we're both fat. We like cake.
Okay, fine.
Like, I'm throwing rocks at Glennie Balls. I mean, fuck.
By the way, shout out to, what was it, Newburgh Brewery? They sent us a couple of T-shirts.
Shout out to Newburgh.
And they sent us, so we had the beers here the other day. Remember, you liked the one beer.
Yeah.
There was two of them.
It's Cream Ales?
The Cream Ale might have been one of them.
It's really good.
The creams beer, are getting
they
good.
They had the cool...
creamy.
The cool thing. So anyway, they finally sent us the T-shirts. They sent us three or four T-shirts, all 3XL.
Oh, nice.
And that is refreshing for me because every time people come up, it's like, hey, are you a medium? No. Are you a large? Nickname. Are you that? Like, they don't offer shit for me and Willie. So I gave one to Willie. Yes. They sent us three. One to Willie, one to me, one to Glennie.
Oh, that's so nice.
My man, Glenn.
Glennie.
Hey, I got a question.
We love Glennie.
Show your
I'm trying to think of a name for my special.
Your comedy special?
Yeah. I'd love to hear your input. I have a couple ideas.
I would name it Redhead's Care.
Redhead's Care?
Yeah.
It's like a charity.
Because you're a redhead and you care about
What about Redhead Lives Matter? I think that's a little more...
It's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess so.
Well, I like Father's Boy.
That's awkward.
Father's Boy, I like it.
Yeah, instead of Daddy's Boy, right? Mm. Father's Boy that's implies fine. Classism. Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Half-mile driveway?
Mm.
I'll think about it.
All right, we'll come back.
We have some
this.
Sex. Yeah.
Listening to us think is not particularly interesting.
Let's talk to Mike in Chicago. What you got, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm doing 67 and 30 actually for Game of Thrones. So I'm doing what Clem did, just cut in half. So I'm watching about two episodes a night. But so the question: me and my girlfriend are rewatching. She constantly asks me questions. Do I have the right to watch it by myself? She doesn't stop asking me questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're watching these all with your like, grandmother? Is that what
it's girlfriend? It's girlfriend.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
No, why. My girlfriend. And it's just stupid questions that things I don't remember, like specifics and stuff like that, that I have no idea, but it's at least two and a half. And it's getting quite fucking annoying.
Yeah, I would watch it when she's not in the house. Be like, I have to move on.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you have that right. Yeah.
I have a technique for this, actually. I have something I can teach you.
Bird Box.
So here's my technique. When I'm watching show or a movie with my girlfriend, and she doesn't understand something and starts asking a question, I pause the show or the movie and then deliver the answer.
Yeah.
And then I rewind back to where the show was at when she started talking, if not maybe 10 seconds before. So we end up rewatching parts of the show. And it makes her feel so stupid that she stops asking questions.
That's genius.
Because you go so over the top to show her
that
she's...
She just continually asks questions.
Wow.
What I would do then is break up.
Yeah, you got to break up. It's over.
There's nothing you could do, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Francis, I'll be at your show in Chicago, by the way.
Hell yeah,
very
brother.
Excited.
Which one are you coming to, the early or the later one?
I think I'm going to be coming to the later one. I'm buying my tickets today, actually.
I would do that, my friend.
Birthday present from my stupid girlfriend.
Ah, she seems great now. stay with her.
Yeah, you can roast her.
I will. Thanks so much, man. We'll see you there.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I think Mike wants to be single. Banging on
looking for an excuse.
Right.
After that
for an
excuse.
Looking for an out.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I'll tell you what, a good meal. Somebody just reminded me this on Twitter as I was shitting on a bunch of places in New Jersey. The Ironbound in Newark. You ever been down there?
No.
Where they have all the Spanish restaurants?
Mm-mm.
Don Pepe's, Iberia, Cata, and Brasilia.
Where's that at?
It's in the Ironbound set part of Newark. And it's all Portuguese and, you know, Spanish food. So we're doing like paellas and tapas and stuff
paella.
Like that. That could be
Ironbound.
That could be a spot for us. The Ironbound
that sounds
district
like
of Newark.
A place out of Game of Thrones.
Yes, like the Iron Throne.
Where do you come from?
Ironbound.
I'm from the Ironbound.
What do you do there? I make paella for people going to the New Jersey Pack. Performing Arts Center, shout out.
That's crazy. So I've had those that don't know, I've had my nephew in up from college.
Yes.
He goes to Grambling State. He's a fan of the show. He actually runs the radio show at Grambling State. Mm. Grambling State is a HBCU. And so he came in. This is actually his spring break. So I'm going to call him in here, and I'm going to grill him a little bit. I'm going to see what he's learned for the last 3 days. His name is Anaje.
Handsome boy.
Yeah, sit down, Anaje.
Handsome boy. Childbirthing hips, good teeth.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Welcome on to Barstool Breakfast, Anaje.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Barstool. I mean, I've been in the studio for a little bit. Now I'm behind
the mic.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Get up on it, man, like a wedding dick, as I like to say.
There you go.
You want some headphones?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And some wine. How about some weed?
So I get up at
12-year-old girl.
Oh, no, I'm good.
So I get up at 4:30, right, to shit, shower, shave, and then, you know, take flight on the way to the office. Every day I have to wake this fool up.
Yeah.
He's set 3 alarms and still.
No, actually 6. Right. Still didn't wake up.
Every day I wake him up. Well, the last 3 days I've woke him up. Mm-hmm. Pillow engulfed in his mouth. The kid sleeps hard. But he's up and at it. He's a soldier. Sometimes I don't know if he showers, shits, or shave. But he's in the car when it's time to go.
Oh yeah,
that's all you can ask for.
So he's learning the ropes. He's learning the grit of waking up. Large is the eldest of the
he's
pack.
He's a good kid. He's very respectful. Thank you. He comes in. He doesn't cause many waves. Just wants to learn and not be a bother. Like I tell people who are doing like internship programs to reach out to me, what can I do better? And I say, just find somebody that likes you and you like them and try to make their job easier.
Right.
That's all you can do in order to get looked at now in one of these big corporate structures. Like I've had kids come up to me in my job, all of a sudden do like a daily spreadsheet that I no longer have to do. Mm. All of a sudden did my expenses so I no longer have to. All of a sudden, so if you're not an asshole and you make everyone's job a little bit better, then you're going to be the type of guy that if they don't keep you there, people will notice and want you there.
Yeah.
Like that's the only thing you can do to differentiate yourself. If you're not like, you know, this guy's catty or this guy's whatever, and this guy seems to have this sensibility.
Yes, he does.
I say this guy like he's a piece of shit. I apologize. I'm like, yeah, this fucking asshole over here. No, he has like that sensibility that, you know, doesn't want to get in the way, would like to be a little bit of a help. So welcome on to the show.
Thank you. Look, cheers.
Enjoy the
cheers.
Wine. How old is this
cheers, Anaje.
I love when
He never drinking anyway.
Yeah, you want a little bit of cake?
Yeah, I'll take the cake.
So you're... That's a saying. I've heard that before.
You've been here for 3 days. What have you taken away from the show?
Oh, man. What I've taken is so much is just how to be comfortable and actually run a show and not feel like you're actually running a show. Here, it's just like, you know, you come in here just talking. It's not even a mic in here. Like, it's not a mic. It's just you guys in here conversating about topics that just come up. And I've been so pressured to feel like, oh, it's just I'm on the radio. I'm talking to a bunch of people. It's just conversation. Everybody has conversations. Everybody can relate to things that you guys are saying. So what I'm taking from this is just learning to be comfortable with being in the radio and just being who you are, because who you are as a radio personality is who you are in real life also, kind of. It shows your personality and stuff. So I've learned that. I've learned the audio, being in the behind the scenes.
Yeah, you had Zai kind of show you
around a little bit. Yeah, Zai, man. Zai, shout out to Zai. Shout out to Pat. Shout out to Jetski. Shout out. I'm trying remember all the names. But I've learned so much, and I what I've taken is New York is a beautiful place.
Yeah, when you're not paying for everything.
You're not paying for everything, but you know.
It's like, shout out to Matt. Shout out to Zip. Shout out to Snowmobile.
It was a hit and miss.
Brick, are you just looking around and naming parts of the city you love?
Who works the hardest in the bullpen?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
I'm on the spot. Who works the hardest?
So you have Zod, Jesse, or Pat. Who works the hardest?
Be smart. Be smart.
And you know what?
You got 10 seconds.
I got 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Can I rank them?
No.
5. Well, that sounds better to me.
Right.
You want to give a rank?
Start with the first.
Okay. I'll start with 2. The first. I'm giving it to Zai. I'm giving it to Zai. Pat, I'm sorry. Jesky, I'm sorry. But I mean,
Jesky just showed up with a weed stick and a birthday cake.
That's working pretty hard.
That takes a little ingenuity.
Yeah. Oh, but he works the camera, though, you know, and makes music.
I'm high as giraffe nuts right now. So.
who do you
get? Mars got hotboxed, by the way.
You give second?
Yeah.
Stay in the blue.
I feel like, oh, man.
I'm mad that you said Za, because now Za's going to wear it as a pin.
Jetski's got the fire t-shirt on,
you
by
you know what?
Today.
I love what Pat does, but I got to give it to Jetski.
Oh!
Got to give it to Jetski. I love what Pat does, but I love
Pat. I was going
to give it to
Jetski. Oh, my God. And Patty's he's the head guy in the room. Patty's like, what the fuck are you doing to me, kid?
I was going to try to set you guys up later.
You know what? I'll say this about Pat. I did just say that, you know, he has at least 1% black in him because the music he's playing is
killing
it.
Yeah.
So
love it.
Zaw was racial. Jetski gave him weed. And I'm the gay white guy, so I'm the last one.
Funny how the world works.
And he gave him weekend. He could have 6 inches of black in him.
Way to pull him in, Lord.
Pat loves black guys. Now,
dropping each of your mics as you go. There's only one guy left.
Well, that's great.
Gentlemen's Friday. Yeah.
While we got you on, you want to give a shout-out to your university,
yes,
school?
Yes, shout-out to Grambling State University and Mr. Black. That's the teacher that's in charge of student operations there. It's a student-ran radio station, The Lab. There's a link. Follow me on Instagram, OJ for the win, OJ number 4, the win. And it's the link is in my bio. And just shout-out to Grambling for giving me the opportunity to talk about sports and talk about what I love.
This Who's the quarterback that went to Grambling?
Something I love. Oh, name one. Oh, you know him.
You know him.
First
black guy, Doug Williams.
Randall Cunningham. Oh.
You didn't know that first.
Nope, didn't.
But Doug Williams?
Doug Williams. There you go.
Redskin?
Give me some.
I have to say that the Instagram name OJ for the win would have been extremely popular back in the early 90s.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, read my bracket today. OJ for the win.
What?
OJ cuts through the defense. I mean, it doesn't work, man. Yeah.
We got Tom from Boston. Real quick, Tom, what you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy birthday, Francis, too.
Thanks.
And I got a Dark Horse Game of Thrones character for you guys.
Sure.
Yarkin Hagar. I might be butchering the name a little bit, but, I mean, Faceless Man, Assassin, I know that's kind of the bad part, but saved Arya Stark. And, I mean, he does take out bad guys, too, so it's kind of like a Dexter situation, I guess, you got going on there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he's cool. He's the guy that trains
Appreciate
Arya.
Appreciate the call.
He got the long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's mysterious.
He's a no face guy.
I couldn't really get it. I didn't get him. I didn't understand what was going on there
that
for a while.
That needs to develop a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the book.
Well, I think the whole point is that it was a way for Arya to become this master assassin, which is pretty dope. I like Arya a lot more now than I did.
You know what else I forgot? That guy with red hair who's a big time singer, Eddie Sheeran. Sang in one of the episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
He was one of the guys.
In the woods, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, shout out to Eddie Sheeran.
There you go.
He's a big listener.
Before we take off, what you got for the weekend?
I'm drinking.
There you go. Francis?
Bunch of shows, but nothing to see.
Patty?
Chilling.
We got anything coming out?
We got the vlog tomorrow. Podcast today, vlog tomorrow. Mm. It's going to be pretty funny.
By the way, you guys' clip on Barstool Gold is the most viral clip that Barstool Gold had on Twitter. Just
Let's
a shout out
go.
To that on the Harry Potter thing yesterday.
Nephew, had a good time?
Did I have a good time?
There you go.
I had the time of my life.
There you go, man.
Cousins next. 15. Barstool Breakfast.
All
See
right.
you Monday, folks.
That was Barstool Breakfast, second helping. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And for those who need more of the Barstool Breakfast crew, tune into the Barstool Breakfast vlog dropping every Saturday at noon.